Efficiency, agility, doing more with less, whatever you call it, in today's age of everyday disruption, fast-paced digital economy, and continuous innovation, it makes a solid business sense to move to cloud. Cloud computing allows business owners to focus on what is important, that is their business. While defining the cloud strategy, businesses can choose between a public cloud, a private cloud, or a hybrid cloud. The choice depends on several factors, such as type of business applications, cost involved, technical expertise, and other business requirements. Public cloud is the most popular model of cloud computing. Basically, we have infrastructure as services, platform as a services, and software as a service offerings on public cloud. Microsoft's most valuable professional, Kasum Rajapaksa, is joining with me today to discuss about Azure Virtual Machines. Kasum, what is Azure Virtual Machine?
Yeah, Prabhat, thank you. So Microsoft Azure Virtual Machine is an infrastructure service offering that, as you mentioned previously, in the public cloud, there are three main offerings like infrastructure service, platform as a service, and SaaS. So Azure Virtual Machine comes under the infrastructure service. So in Microsoft Azure VMs, we have a lot of options for virtual machine. Like if you want to have a Linux virtual machine, Windows Server, SQL Server, Oracle, IBM, or if you want to deploy SAP workloads, there are a lot of options and vendors that are available to give their solution through Azure VMs, right? So, and Azure virtual machines are available on pay-as-you-go basis. So that means, so you have to pay for whatever the amount of compute power you are using. So you don't have to pay when they are not in use. And we have different sizes and performance level that suit for varying your business need. For example, if you want to deploy a SAP environment, then there are separate virtual machine performance and sizes that are suitable for SAP. So if you have memory optimized workloads, then there are separate VM sizes that are suitable for that one. And customers and organizations can build their own VMs or choose from a selection of pre-configured templates. That means when you go to the Azure VMs, then in future I will show you the demo how we can create a VM. So there you can find a lot of templates that are suitable for different kind of workloads. And and Azure has a wide range of global footprint. Like in currently we have more than 56 regions, I guess. So, and they are currently adding more regions. So I think compared to the other cloud providers, regions accumulated, it won't go beyond that Azure region. So we have a lot of footprint in the global. So, and it'll have cutting edge technologies and cutting edge hardware in the data center. And we can use both Windows and Linux operating system. That's the main thing on Azure VM. So organizations and customers can deploy their applications and take advantage of this highly scalable, highly available and infrastructure service resources.
I'm pretty sure you should have used infrastructure as a services from different cloud vendors. So why Azure VM?
Yes, Prabhat. So Azure VM provides more customers different options, such as open source community VMs like Linux distributions and Windows, then other third party solutions like, for example, Bitnami images, then other third party vendors images like Oracle. So in Azure VMs, we have a wide variety of images for the virtual machines, like multiple distributors, multiple vendors. And another advantage of using Azure VM is Azure VM used for different kind of other Azure services like batch processing, that if the organization need to process large amount of data at once, and then we can use batch processing. So those kind of things. So for that, so those scenarios also we are using Azure VMs. And apart from that, we can use Azure VMs for spot Azure spot VMs. That is for temporary compute needs. For example, if you need if you're running specific tasks on a specific time period only, then you need the compute power for that one. Then you can use spot instance, spot VMs, Azure spot VMs, get that one. Another big advantage of Azure using Azure VM is Azure hybrid benefit. So any organization who has a software assurance and an assurance with their licensing, so they can bring their on-premises license to the Azure. So by using hybrid benefit, they can reduce the cost of the VM for a, they can get a discount of 40% through Azure hybrid benefit. So it is a very good advantage of using Azure VM, because other cloud vendors are not provide such a benefit for the organizations. Another advantage of using Azure VM is using reserve instances. So as a organization, if they have workloads that are running 24/7, 365 days, for example, SAP VMs or any other mission critical applications. So what they can do is they can reserve the capacity from the Azure upfront, and Azure will provide you a huge discount. So if you combine the Azure hybrid benefit and the reserve instance discount, organization can go up to 70% discount from their VM virtual machines pricing. So it is that will be a very good cost saving and advantage for the most of the organizations.
So Kasun, there are many corporations and enterprise customers is still using on-prem solutions, on-prem infrastructure to host or run their application systems. So most of them are looking for cloud solutions, right? Especially hybrid solutions. Will Azure VM able to help them?
Obviously. Currently, as you mentioned, most of the organizations are moving to the cloud solutions. So in Azure, we can use our Azure VMs for different kind of application hosting. So for example, in the organizations, they are moving, when they're moving application into the cloud, they don't move the entire infrastructure at once to the cloud. So what they are doing is they are moving part by part, that means specific applications only. So in that case, organizations can use Azure VMs for lift and shift scenarios for their applications. So for the example, if the customer has a web server in their on-premises data center and they need to move that web server into the cloud, they can lift and shift that web server to the Azure VM. Then we can host the same web server inside the cloud. So another advantage of hybrid cloud is, so organization can use, still can create a bridge between cloud and on-premises through different Azure services, hybrid connectivity services, like VPN and Express Route. So what the organization will get on that hybrid connectivity is, the benefit of hybrid connectivity is, so they can, whatever the resources in the cloud, can utilize the resources in the on-premises. For example, if the web app in the cloud and the database in the on-premises, so if the web app need to communicate with the database, so we can use this hybrid connectivity to create a connection between those two infra environment and create the connectivity between cloud and the on-premises.
Because organizations want to do dev and test. They want to test their environment before moving to production environment. So any special features available on Azure or specifically Azure VM to support this kind of scenario?
So in Azure we have a service called DevTest environment. So for example, if your developer need to spin up a development environment with application install, we can use DevTest environment to quickly spin up the environment for them. So in that scenario, they are using Azure VMs for the DevTest environment and other resources like networking and these things. And another option for dev testing is we are in Azure, there's a subscription called DevTest subscription. So with the DevTest subscription, organizations can use their development teams to deploy the application in the subscription with the less amount of cost. And another good example of DevTest for Azure VM is most of the languages currently we have in using for development are supported by Azure. So Azure has their own SDKs for most of the development tools like Java, C Sharp, and Go, like other languages. So then those SDKs can be helpful for developing applications with the Azure VM.
Would you able to show us a small demonstration on Azure Virtual Machine?
Yeah, for sure. So when you log into the Azure for the Azure, so you can see a dashboard like this. So in the left top corner, you can find create resource option. Click that one. So here is the marketplace. So in the marketplace, you can find variety of images from Windows, then Linux, and other third party. So first, I will show you what are the Windows images we have. So we'll go for Windows Server. So if I select Windows Server, then under the search, you can see Windows Server image. So here on the drop-down software plan, you can find different kind of Windows images, like Windows Server Core, then different languages and small disk images. And from 2008 to 2019, images are available.
Any price differences between those images, for an example, between Windows Server 2019 and 2016?
No, because there won't be a price difference, because whatever the charge for the licensing will be included in the VM hourly price. So that will be a flat rate. So then I'll go back to the previous here. Then I will search for Ubuntu. Then you can find multiple Ubuntu flavors. So I will select 19.10 thing. You can, by clicking create, you can go to the creation wizard. Then I will create a resource group. Then give a name and pick a region.
So why you choose Southeast Asia? I saw there are many regions.
So the region is very important, because when you are deploying environments, you have to make sure that those workloads are closest to your customers. So there are no point of deploying the VM in a different US region when the customers are, most of your customers are in Southeast Asia region, because the latency will be affected to the performance of the application. Okay, so can I select the availability option here? Can select availability source, then the image, then the size. So this size is very important, because there are multiple different hundreds of VM sizes available. So you can see there are 270 VM sizes available in Southeast Asia. So these VM sizes are optimized for different purpose, like general purpose, then some are for memory optimized. So some are for GPU optimized likewise. the VMs categories are created for specific purposes for your workload.
Can I create a virtual machine with kind of a customized specification to define my required number of RAM, processor capacity, and RAM? Is it possible?
Currently, it is not. It's not possible in Azure because we have to stick with the provided template, VM templates provided by Azure. So currently, we can't do our customization, vCPU sizes and RAMs. Okay. Now I will select the B2S VM and click select. And click password. Then here I will select the ports I need to enable. So SSH to log in and SSH. Then under the disk, we can configure do we need a premium or standard disk based on your workload. So if you're running SQL or IOPS needed VMs workloads, then you can select premium or ultra disk options. So if you want to have additional disks, you can create it from here, create and attach a new disk option. Then we'll go to the networking. So here networking, we are creating a new network, but if you're doing it for the production environment, what we are doing is we, prior to creating VMs, we are creating a network with the relevant network settings like subnetting and other DNS configurations. Then we'll attach our VMs to that network or subnet from this wizard. Then on the management, we can enable diagnostic and auto shutdown. So auto shutdown is very good solution for dev test environments. If you want to shut down your development VMs on a specific time, like after the office hours, if you want to shut down the VMs, you can configure the time and the time zone here, and it will be automatically shut down when the time comes. On the advanced cloud init is yeah, so in the Linux VM, if you want to run any commands and script when the VM is boot creating for the first time, that means we call it as a bootstrapping. So if you want to do any bootstrapping stuff, then you can put those commands here and it will run when the VM is created. So the next is tagging. Tagging is important for if you are following governance, Azure governance and security. So we need to tag the all resources to identify those resources and arrange them in a proper manner. Then after that, under the create and review, so in here Azure will run the validation. Then if the validation pass, you can create the VM. So creation of the VM will take a few minutes, so you have to wait until the VM is created. We'll log into the VM. I will get the SSH connection details. I'll enter the password. Okay. Now I'm logging into the VM. So Wi-Fi. Well, you can see the root file systems and everything. It's a normal VM, normal Ubuntu server. That's the demo for creating a VM.